This is a Discovery Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Researchers in Maryland are hoping to boost the population of Atlantic sturgeon in the Chesapeake Bay. The population is extremely threatened. Here to tell us more about this is Discovery News' Jorge Ribas. Jorge, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Will.
Tell us, what is the current state of the population of Atlantic sturgeon in the Chesapeake?
It's relatively low, very low, actually. And it's a species that are really long-lived old fish. I mean, the species of sturgeon has been around since dinosaurs, 120 million years. And they can live, sturgeon can live up to be 60 years old and can get up to 15 feet in length. The longest one that they ever caught is 14 feet long and can weigh over 800 pounds. They're a remarkable species of fish in that they don't have scales like regular fish do. They have more skin that kind of looks like shark skin, and they have what they call scutes on that are kind of like these spines on their back. And they're bottom feeders, so they eat mussels and clams and other types of creatures that live on the bottom of the bay. And the problem with what happened in the Chesapeake Bay is that sturgeon are most famous for caviar, for the harvesting of their eggs for the really expensive caviar that James Bond is so fond of. And it was a huge industry here in the Chesapeake in the 1800s. But by the early 1900s, the fish were almost wiped out. The reason for that is really, it's pretty simple, is that you're catching the caviar, you're catching mature females before they're spawned, so the eggs are still inside of them. And you're killing them for their eggs, so they don't even have a chance to lay the egg.
Yeah, it sounds like a recipe for making sure a population is wiped out.
Exactly, and in a relatively short amount of time. I mean, it really only took, European settlers just, 100 years or so to really just to make to the population is just decimated.
So what is being done, or what do researchers think could be done to help boost the population now?
Okay, well, what's really special is that they've caught males. They've caught males in the Chesapeake, and the fish is one of those fish that will, it's kind of like salmon, how they'll go out to sea and they'll come back to where they were born to spawn. And where they're born is along the tributaries of the Chesapeake, whether it's the Potomac River or some of the smaller creeks. And they'll catch males occasionally in the Chesapeake, but they haven't caught a female since the early 70s.
Oh, that rare, so... I mean,
yeah, a mature female, one that is ready for spawning. And just recently, I think in May, they caught a female that they think is about 10 or 12 years old, so she's a mature female, and some fishermen caught them, and the fishermen in the area know how rare these fish are, and they contacted the University of Maryland researchers, and they brought the specimen in, and the female they have is about 7.5 feet long and about a little less than 200 pounds, and she's ready to spawn. So when I was out there the other day, what they had been doing was they had been injecting the males, some of the mature males they have, with a hormone to help them produce sperm. And what they were going to do was then basically remove the eggs from the female after she spawned, and then, sort of artificially inseminate the eggs.
And how soon would this process then actually yield results, or let them know that what they've been doing is successful?
It happens fairly quickly. They said that she, as of yesterday, she still hadn't spawned. They were hoping that she would do it tomorrow morning. And as of yesterday, the last time I talked to them was yesterday afternoon, she had it. It might have happened today. She'll start laying eggs in the tank that she's in, and then they'll remove all the eggs. And within just about a day, the eggs start, the cell division starts happening, and the baby fish, which they call the fry, will hatch within a couple days, really.
And how many fish would they hope to get?
Well, the females can lay up to really 3.5 million eggs in a single year, but she'll have, maybe they could remove, they said, up to 2 million eggs. Now, because of some laws they have regarding, genetic diversity, they can't put 2 million eggs out into the 2 million, I guess, 2 million baby fish or fry from the single female in the Chesapeake. They have to have some genetic diversity, and they don't want to just all come from the same line. So their plan is to take about 50,000 of her eggs Once they're, you know, once the eggs are hatched and once they have these baby fish, and release them into various different areas of the Chesapeake.
It's really astonishing. It's amazing to think that this one female fish could actually really improve the situation as it stands today.
But the thing that also is kind of tough, I guess, with this project is that since the fish are, you know, take so long to reach sexual maturity, that it's almost like a the process is almost the people that are working on it now. For example, some of the older people that I talked to that are working on it now won't even really be around to see the effects, or they won't be working rather to see the effects of what they're doing now. It might take 15, 20 years, really, to see those effects.
Yeah, makes sense.
Whereas other fish populations, you know, they could rebound, they could see in 3 or 4 years fairly quickly what's going on. This might take, you know, 3 or 4 presidents, I guess, till we get to the point where we know how healthy the population is.
All right, Discovery News, Jorge Ribas. And, of course, people can check out the video of this story and follow-up stories on discoverynewsvideo.com. Jorge, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.